MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, June 27, 2025. The governor is urging Congress to reject cuts, and some parents are suing the Beverly Teachers Association. Sun and clouds today near 70, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 1:35 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that Democratic governors are urging Congress to reject a proposal that would require states to pick up a larger portion of costs for the federally funded food stamp program, saying the move would hurt needy families and businesses. In a letter to congressional leaders, Governor Maura Healey and 22 other Democratic chief executives called on Congress to reject proposed changes to the federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program's funding mechanism, saying the move would shift significant costs to states to provide those benefits. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, two parents have filed a class action lawsuit against the Beverly Teachers Association over the November 2024 strike that kept Beverly students out of school for 12 days. In the lawsuit filed in Salem Superior Court on Wednesday, the parents, Janelle Donahue of Beverly and Erica Castro of Quincy, said the strike led their children to lose learning and the enjoyment of their civil rights and caused them emotional distress and economic damage. The suit also lists the Massachusetts Teachers Association and other teacher unions in Newton, Malden, and Brookline that the mothers said encouraged the strike in ways including donating money to the Beverly Union. The plaintiffs requested for the case to go before a jury. They're asking for the BTA to award them damages, but did not indicate how much. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times, the start of the busy summer bathing season saw bystanders coming to the rescue of five people in distress in the water during two separate incidents on Tuesday. One rescuer among the bystanders who pulled a man from the water at Good Harbor Beach on Tuesday's broiling afternoon spoke to the city council that evening, urging for better coverage and equipment for lifeguards. She's quoted as saying, within a half hour of me arriving at the beach, two middle-aged gentlemen were pulling a man out of the water, and he was drowning. She said in an interview she had already reached out to City Councilor Jeff Worthley and Mayor Greg Verga, but she felt compelled to advocate before the council for better lifeguard coverage and life-saving equipment at the Witham Street end of Good Harbor. And Amanda Lurie writes on itemlive.com, since receiving $200,000 from the Massachusetts Gaming Commission Community Mitigation Fund to install surveillance cameras, 28 of the 35 cameras have now been installed in fixed positions throughout Lynn. These cameras are generally installed in major thoroughfares of Lynn, entrances and exits to the city, along egress routes from the casino, dangerous intersections, and other high-traffic locations, based on crime data and crash data, according to the Lynn Police Department. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, the St. Peter's Fiesta 5K road race was held last night, and the winner was 28-year-old Kevin James of Salem. James was a runner at Syracuse University. The top female winner was 35-year-old Emma Spencer of Beverly, who is a member of the Notch Run Club. Georgetown High School has named Kevin Fair as its new boys basketball coach. He has been an assistant with the program and moves up following Josh Calty's decision to take over the St. Mary's program in Lynn. Endicott baseball head coach Brian Haley has been named the Region 2 American Baseball Coaches Association ATEC Sports Coach of the Year. Haley guided the Gulls to a 45-6 overall record with a perfect 16-0 record in Conference of New England play. Under Haley's leadership, the Gulls won their fourth consecutive conference championship, their third consecutive super regional championship, and for the first time ever, the program reached the national semifinal round of the D3 College World Series. Red Sox were off yesterday, and they open up a weekend series tonight at home against the Blue Jays. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.